Friday, November 20th, 2009 at 6:50 p.m. I am going to record this on audio, record it on video, and I've already written up the blog entry. I'm just doing this because I thought it was something to do. So here you go. You can watch me read. Fracking Mondays. I can't believe it's Friday. I really can't. Lately, it seems like it's Monday. Monday all week long, a week of fracking Mondays. It never ends. I can't wait to sleep in tomorrow. I very much need the sleep. I've been enjoying having the PS3 in my bedroom. Watching Netflix streaming from bed has added some improvements to my evenings, though I would trade that for being able to get a good night's sleep most nights. Last night, I watched a few miscellaneous things, including a documentary on Confucius, another called The End of America, and Penn and Teller's Bullshit, last night's episode on alternative medicine. I've included the link to the second, as it was absolutely a must-see film. I was surprised by the information in the film because there were things I've theorized for some time. Given my knowledge of history, especially 20th century history, it's caused me some confusion that no one was putting all the facts together and saying, this all happened before, this will all happen again, unless we are vigilant. I would officially like to state Naomi Wolf is the sexiest woman alive. At some point tonight, I plan to begin painting the guest room. I don't have the shades of purple yet. I plan to pick those up tomorrow, but I need to put up the primer first, so it doesn't really matter. One thing at a time. Going to sand down the wall shortly, clean it, then put the coat up. Coat of primer, that is. I'm looking forward to seeing as the room evolves, and will, of course, take pictures and post them here for you. I'm not sure what else I'm going to do this evening. Maybe I'll play video games for a while. I may write a little more here. Maybe I could start making a list of questions I want to ask my parents. I'm going to interview them both, individually and together, about their lives and record it on CD and DVD. I plan to share these with the family after their deaths and when people will appreciate them most, although it might make a good Christmas present as I don't know what the hell I'm going to do for family. I'm out of money, out of ideas, and I simply do not have the holiday cheer this year, none whatsoever. I might as well paint my face green. I've just installed an MP3 plugin for MS Live Writer, so I'm going to read this, blah, 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 aloud, and post so you can listen if you want to. I'm also going to record myself on video and post that on YouTube. Guess it just gives me something to do and gives you something to do too, I guess. A coworker of mine invited me to church this Sunday. I would have said yes, but I really need to catch up on sleep. Just haven't been sleeping well lately and having lots of dreams where I'm at or around the house I grew up in as a child, the place I frequently visit in my dreams. I was worried that going back so often lately was a symptom of a deeper issue, and it was eating at me until the other day I put two and two together and realized the noise-making machine I used to help me sleep plays crickets, and it helps me sleep, and that was the background noise of the country home I grew up in. No wonder I keep finding myself there. I'm priming myself as I fall asleep for it. No more worries in that regard. Nothing to dig up. This weekend is going to be an interesting weekend, to say the least. I have one plan, stop smoking. I've gone up and down with it over the past few months. And at best, I even went several days without any nicotine or the patch. May not seem much to you if you've never smoked, but as a smoker, I can say there's nothing that makes a day longer and more frustrating than quitting. The best thing one can do is not think about it, which is easier said than done when the pangs of withdrawal kick in. The first day is especially hard because the brain literally freaks out, and every dark negative thought that could bounce around one's head does. Contrary to the opinions of some non-smokers, there's absolutely nothing one can do about it. It just sucks. Sucks big donkey dick, as one friend of mine would say. What else? I'll probably pick up the plan, the last installment in the Battlestar Galactica series. I have a strong gut feeling it will be synchronistic in some way, shape, or form with my life and may hint at things to come over the next 2 months. Actually, the next month and a week. I may trim my hair. I will do laundry. I will drive to Lowe's. I may play with the cats. I may read. I may chat with Sophie and or Melissa. I will work. I may play video games. I will clean the kitchen. I may vacuum downstairs. I may smoke. I will lay in bed for some portion of the weekend in pain and just listen to the television in the background. I may wonder what it's like to be in a relationship with a supportive partner who loves me, accepts me for who I am, yet challenges me to make the most of myself. I may wish I had such a person to take care of me when I'm going through something as difficult as I plan to this weekend. Again, because I, like most smokers, am a complete idiot, at least when it comes to smoking. I may write in my journal, both this one and my physical ones. I may sit in a candlelit room all night listening to Coast AM. I won't cry, though at times I wish I could. I will wonder about my birthday, and I will wish, and even, admittedly, pray for some surprises so enormous and wonderful that I will not be able to hold the tears back. I will surf the internet. I may play with the cats. For now, I have written enough. It is time to go find something constructive to do with my hands. For now, Aslan.